This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Residents of Bayland St. Michael demand urgent action on disruptive youth. CARFA warns early signs of crime and violence are being overlooked. Barbados and Dominica sign a landmark deal to boost regional tourism alongside free movement push. A Tobagonian delegate crowned the new junior minister of tourism at the State of Tourism Industry Conference 2025. And the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute reports a surge in applications, especially for evening classes. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The taxi driver shot yesterday remains in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and that incident has ignited calls from within the Bayland community for immediate action. More in this report from Philippe Amy.
Residents of Bayland St. Michael are calling on authorities for urgent action in what they call an invasion of troublesome teenagers, both males and females. Following yesterday's incident that saw a taxi driver robbed and shot several times, there is now an outcry from within the community for not just police intervention, but for the parents of children in the area to take responsibility. One resident has even called for an investigation by the Child Care Board. Another resident appealed to Starcom Network to share her account of the current state of the community while asking for her identity to be withheld.
I know little boys' hard ears. We ain't talking about running fouls, and I talking about taking out rocks and breaking people's windows because they can. And then you have to speak to them, and you can't speak to them because they're going to curse your stink. They'll tell you about your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, everybody. And they walk about in the groups. So when you see little boys at 10 to 15 walk about in a group at that age, when they get 15 to 25, they got gang already. And nobody ain't telling nobody to come back. The little girls will be, at 10 and 11. And you got to be saying where your mother is, where you don't go inside. It's just the norm.
The mother of two said she is holding parents fully accountable for the behavior of the group.
I blame all parents. I don't blame none of these children. None of these little boys that are walking about shooting people. No, they don't have their own sense, but I don't blame them because you don't wake up a good boy at 17 and shoot nobody or rob nobody. I think there are behaviors that parents observe, but because they too live the lifestyle, they don't see the wrong or the error in it until it comes home. Because everybody's all fine and well until it is one of their children that dead or get shot, or they hate the police until they have to call the police because somebody has done somebody in their household something. So it's just, to me, illiteracy at its highest and ignorance.
A source within the Barbados Police Service confirmed to Starcom Network last evening that consistent efforts have been made to address the complaints of residents, but insisted a lack of cooperation in relation to identification and pressing charges has made their job difficult. Philippe Amy, Starcom Network News.
The Caribbean Public Health Agency is warning that crime and violence in the region must be treated as a public health crisis. Head of vector-borne diseases, Dr. Horace Cox, told the Caribbean Development Bank's Education Symposium that the Caribbean continues to rank high globally for homicide rates. He noted research showing that many violent offenders displayed early signs of deviant behavior, in some cases from as early as primary school.
When it comes to interpersonal violence in the Caribbean, we've had two regional symposiums that spoke to crime and violence as a public health issue in 2023 and 2024. And why is this so? Because, unfortunately, again, in the top 20, global top 20 countries, 10 of them are in the Caribbean when it comes to homicide rates. And it's certainly, again, not a statistic that we want to speak to. And we find that violence is something that's, that goes throughout the life course. And often when you flag it back, you see that they were children that were exposed to violent acts early on in childhood.
Dr. Cox also pointed to the role of parents and some of the factors causing the crisis.
The point that I want to drive here is that they really go hand in hand. If it is that you have persons who would have been exposed to violent acts, it can affect the way that they assimilate what is shared within the classroom. It can affect their ability to concentrate. If it is that a person's go to school hungry, you can appreciate all of these things are complex things. And the reality is that they all interplay.
Head of Vector-Borne Diseases at the Caribbean Public Health Agency, Dr. Horace Cox. Barbados and Dominica have signed a landmark agreement to boost regional tourism by offering joint multi-destination travel packages. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed yesterday at the State of the Industry Conference between the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, BTMI, and the Discover Dominica Authority. The deal sets out plans for closer cooperation on marketing, sustainable tourism, and improving air and cruise connections, allowing visitors to enjoy both destinations in a single trip. BTMI's director for the Caribbean market, Graham Clark, said global trends dictate destinations in the region complement each other and not compete.
The focus is more on collaboration and cooperation rather than competition. This opens up the opportunity for us to travel to each other's countries, first of all, as tourism planners, to execute a plan and to ensure that we can deliver something that the consumers out there really want. And we know now that the global traveler is a lot more informed. They're looking for value-added elements. They're looking for further engagement with people, engagement with the communities. And this collaboration with the Nature Island of the Caribbean, Dominica, really gives us, if you like, and a value-added element to the Barbados product.
BTMI's director for the Caribbean market, Graham Clark. Jolay St. John, representing Tobago, emerged as the 2025 Regional Junior Minister of Tourism yesterday at the Hilton Barbados Resort for the Caribbean Tourism Association's Regional Youth Tourism Congress. 15 junior ministers and commissioners of tourism from across the Caribbean went head-to-head, sharing fresh ideas on how to make regional tourism more resilient, sustainable, and attractive to future travelers. In the end, St. John impressed judges with an innovative proposal on transforming Tobago's heritage tourism.
Today, I unveil three living history initiatives promoting the sustainable development of Tobago's heritage tourism. Firstly, Tobago Time Sail, where the Scarborough Harbour sets the stage for our combative past. Secondly, Tobago True View, an innovative blend of our Sankofa heritage and AI. This pilot at Fort King George Museum trains in oral history, digital heritage, and cultural connections, blends our pulsative memory with innovation. Thirdly, Tobago Cocoa Fortress. This revival of an iconic cocoa estate introduces visitors to a three-part eco-agro-heritage experience. Discover Tobago, rooted in heritage, reimagined for a bold new chapter.
That's the 2025 Regional Junior Minister of Tourism, Jolay St. John from Tobago. The Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology is reporting a surge in student enrollment, particularly in its distance and continuing education division that has left some courses oversubscribed. Principal Ian Drakes says growth in certain industries has created strong demand for training, forcing the institute to turn away some students due to limited capacity.
We have a situation where the public who pay, we might have to refund some of them because the intake has been so high. This last cohort that started the 29th of September at the SJPI. Some would-be students in the full-time, definitely, because the intake can only be 16 at any given time because of the constraints of a lab. In addition, the evening, even the paid ones now, in some areas, there is a high demand, for example, in electrical installation. Again, because of the demand of construction that has caused persons to understand to put their hands up, and therefore they want to be trained and retooled.
He says the SJPI is now exploring the use of schools and other facilities to accommodate the overflow of students.
We are working on that with our requisite Ministry of Training and Tertiary Education because we are endeavoring to get more space to deal with that demand as well. So yes, the demand has been great. It's been very positive. And so we have been charged with working with the secondary schools to see if when the secondary schools finish at 3 p.m. that we can use those workshops as well. So we are thinking and we are being innovative as we look to expand at the SJPI.
Principal of the Samuel Chapman Prescott Institute of Technology, Ian Drakes. Recapping the headlines. Residents of the Baylands St. Michael demand urgent action on disruptive youth. CARFA warns early signs of crime and violence are being overlooked. Barbados and Dominica sign a landmark deal to boost regional tourism alongside free movement push. A Tobagonian delegate crowned the new junior minister of tourism at the State of Tourism Industry Conference 2025, and the Samuel Chapman Prescott Institute reports a surge in applications, especially for evening classes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.